We look that way, but no game's comfortable. Not when you're ahead and at my end of the pitch. You know, you maybe see the thick of it in the last 5 or 10 minutes, but you know, full credit to the boys. They kept the ball well away from my end of the field anyway, and that got us over the line, thankfully.
In the first half, we gave the ball away quite a bit, and it was coming down for a stage.
Yeah.
Were you concerned at all?
No, it maybe didn't happen as much as it did in the likes of the Omagh game, and maybe I was relieved it didn't come down as much. We identified that at half time, and it was more, maybe that could have been nerves or jitters in the first half of any big game, especially a team that you don't see in the line too often in the media and things like that, or even on TV in big games. So maybe to get that out of the system in the first half without conceding too much was maybe the best thing that could happen to us. And you know, we learned from that in the second half. We maybe were a bit more composed in the ball, and maybe apart from myself at times.
The Derry Gonley performance, Brendan, was maybe one of your worst championship performances as a team over the last 3 years. That was probably one of your best since just won Ulster. Would that be fair to say? Probably is the best since just won Ulster.
Probably, yeah. Maybe it takes a bad game to bring out a good game. That Derry Gonley game made training a bit more feisty, to put it the word. You know, the B team gave us a fair few rattles in training this last couple of weeks, and maybe that was a kick up the backside that we so needed to get over a game like that today.
You could see the spark on you, and when you just ran at their heart, you just really caused them bother.
Yeah, that's the only way you can get scores against a team that sets up as well as Killyclocher. You know, they tackle in droves, and so do Tyrone, and you know, if you don't go at pace at teams like that, you can get caught out very handy, and that's when you concede scores.
Sure,
simple as that.
It's all set up from a neutral perspective, set up great anyway.
Well, you know, I think at this stage, the last four, any team in the final would have been a hard game. Kilku's been in and around there before, and we know that it'll probably be a massive, massive game. We'll probably need to play twice as well as that today, and sort of looking forward to it. You know, you wanna play the big games, you wanna play the best teams, and that's how you get that feel good factor around the club, you know, the hype around good games and good teams, and that's what we're looking forward to now, just turn the heads and get going again for another 2 weeks.
There was a turnover there in the middle of the second half, and you just, Simon O'Neill dropped the ball, you just kept it for 102 seconds, 14 passes, and then just put it over the bar. But that's pure Mickey Moore, and keep the ball, patience, and the chance will present it. So is that the biggest learning you have taken from the last 3 years?
Yeah, he teaches a calmness about the team, and I know which play you're talking about. It just sort of brings me back to Ball on the Screen maybe last year, where we had something like 40 passes, and that's what it takes sometimes. You can't rush a score, and you know, the boys were very composed up there in the forward line to wait and wait and wait, and that's kind of what we need. And you know, Mickey has really drilled that in the training, that you need to be patient. You know, never rush things, and they'll always come. And you know, today was just another one of those days where we played the way we trained.
And Owen Beggs, a home from home in the Derry Championship. This is starting to become a nice home for you as well. Is it a factor when you come to play here that you're comfortable?
I suppose it is. Yeah, I'd say most teams are happy to come here. It's very central in Ulster. It's a quality pitch, particularly at this time of year. You know, when weather may not be as good as it should be, or you would like it to be, and yeah, it's nice to know your surroundings, and you know, it gives a good atmosphere as well to